Hi, I'm Tamara Meskimen, and we're at the Acting Center, one of the founders of the Acting Center. And I'm here with Alyssa London, who came down from Alaska to study with us. And we've enjoyed having you here
so much.
She's also Miss Alaska, which is so just spectacular. and I thought I would take the opportunity to ask you, what do you do for inspiration? I mean, that's a big path, into Miss Alaska. That is like, that must have taken quite a bit of determination.
Yes, it did.
So, and also now you're embarking on an artistic career as an actress. Mm-hmm. So what do you personally use for inspiration?
Well, I know that I'm going in the right direction when I am just really excited and passionate about what I'm going towards. And I know that sounds very cliche, but I really think that there's those days where you're going to maybe an office or you're not passionate about your job or you're kind of disengaged. And so whenever I feel like, wow, this is just naturally something that I would do even if they didn't pay me, then that's probably a good sign that
that's so true.
That I would want to do it. But I think you're also trying to touch on maybe what inspires me to keep doing things when they're hard.
Yes.
So I really prioritize my health and fitness, not just because it, helps you look good, but it really keeps my mind clear and helps me always have, positive thoughts. And when I'm drinking enough water, getting enough sleep, and eating my fruits and vegetables, I tend to feel pretty good.
And amazing.
When I don't, I kind of feel a bit more negative or lethargic, and I'm like, oh, that must mean something. So if I'm trying to win a pageant or, as I go into acting, if I'm trying to book a role I really want, then if I am taking care of myself, then it kind of helps me.
Yeah, it translates into your work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I think when you're walking into a room, people can really feel whether you're having a good day and you're in a good place.
Yeah.
And I think that's more what they're hiring.
Yeah.
Or in the case of pageant, crowning.
Yeah.
taking care of myself is how I stay inspired down my path to reach my goals.
That's really important too. I mean, it's true for actors as well. I mean, really, physical fitness is definitely part of our job. We have to be physically fit. Sometimes you're asked to do things that can be actually physically difficult as well, and you need to be in shape, But it starts from you and you feeling good about yourself, and having self-confidence, because from there, everything, if you've got that, then the negative stuff doesn't hit you as badly.
Yeah, it bounces off.
Yeah. How was your experience here at the Acting Center?
Oh, it's been really fun. So, of course, during this two-week intensive, I was also trying to go and explore the business side of it while I was also trying to learn the artist aspect of it. And so something that I really appreciate about the Acting Center is that anytime maybe I would get a little frustrated by the business side of it, there's going to be people who are nice to you, people who aren't nice to you. But whenever I came here, I felt like it was a really safe place.
Oh, great.
And that you would encourage me, this is just acting is supposed to be fun. It's you're supposed to use your imagination. It's like when you're a little kid. And that was a great balance to, dealing with some of those agents or manager meetings that I went through. And Chris, my boyfriend, since he was here too, we always say, gosh, we would just hang out with all these people outside of class too. Because when you're acting, there's a lot of vulnerability that you're demonstrating with your partner and also yourself. And that makes you feel like you really get to know people.
Yeah, it's very true.
So you feel like you can be friends all off the bat.
Well, it's been awesome to have you here.
Thank you
so much. And we'll see you again.
Yeah,
sure.
Thank you so much.